Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
46795.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
Fanny Garcia.
Thank you. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your first and last name?
Fanny Garcia.
Thank you. And could you verify your mailing address for me? I'm sorry about that.
7940 South, 122 East, Walcottville, Indiana.
Thank you. So I see here that you were charged for the Bites Hub. That is a meal plan app. It shows you how to use real foods to boost your energy, also cut out sugars and carb cravings, and it was for the chance to win a mixer in a raffle.
Okay, yeah. I did not want to purchase that. I did not understand that I had to purchase something in order to get in with the raffle. I did not see that apparently the fine print on that somehow. So is there any way I can cancel this?
Okay. Well, I can reduce the price of that app to $20, so it's at a discount for you instead of the full amount.
Well, I don't want it at all, so that's the best you can do. I'll take it, but I don't want it at all.
Okay, so I did go ahead and get this canceled for you for any future charges. As far as the charge you already have, there were terms and conditions that stated about the $59.89 charge and that it would be for that Bites Hub app, and you had entered in a raffle for a chance to win the mixer. But what I can do for you as a courtesy is a $55 refund. That is minus our $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Okay, I would appreciate that.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and do that for you now. And again, that credit can take up to 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And was there anything else that I could assist with?
And then everything future is canceled as well. Is that correct?
Right, yes.
Okay, no, that is all. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer support, and have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.